Good afternoon. A persistent and gusty west-northwest wind flow will carry us through the remainder of the day today, keeping a chill in the air. Temperatures will struggle and only reach the middle and upper 30s in most places, but wind chill values will be in the 20s and even some teens throughout the remainder of the day. While the overall coverage of snow showers has diminished during the course of the last 12 hours or so, we're still expecting flurries and scattered snow showers from time to time, especially across the higher elevations where we may still get a dusting up to a couple of inches by sunset. Mostly cloudy, blustery, and cold tonight, back into the lower 20s. Fewer snow showers tomorrow, but that deep circulation will remain in charge of our weather through the end of the week. As a result, skies will be mostly cloudy, and there's still the risk of some flurries tomorrow, but high temperatures will only be in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and wind chill values will be in the single digits and teens all day long. Still breezy on Saturday, but less wind than tomorrow. A mix of sun and clouds, dry weather over the weekend, with partly sunny skies on Sunday, highs both days staying in the lower 30s. High pressure will be in control on Monday, with mostly sunny skies, highs will be in the mid-30s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an evolving storm down the Ohio Valley and toward the Great Lakes. The track of this storm will determine whether we get another snowstorm here in the northeastern part of the country for Tuesday into Wednesday. The stronger the high over top of us, the more it will deflect precipitation well off to our south, but if the high weakens a bit, it will open the door for this system to come closer, hence the possibility of more snow through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today with a deep upper trough in place across the west coast, multiple embedded impulses will be foci for persistent, organized precipitation. While wet weather is anticipated over a vast majority of the western states, the best focus should be across the higher terrain over northern California into southwestern Oregon. This is where some of the stronger lift will combine with favorable orographics. More specifically, expect several inches of precipitation over the Sierra Nevada ranges, primarily snow. At this point, 2 to 3 foot snowfall accumulations appear likely in the mountains, with isolated locations approaching 4 feet. While neighboring ranges will see lighter amounts, widespread amounts around 12 to 18 inches are possible over the Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, and Klamath ranges. As the upper trough advances inland, one particular disturbance is forecast to intensify over the central high plains this evening. Strong lift will combine with favorable easterly upslope flow to produce heavy snowfall anywhere from southeastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming into parts of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Amounts over a foot are likely across the Black Hills. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Eloy, Arizona, to a low of 12 below zero at Champion, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, breezy, mid-40s, Boston, increasing sunshine, windy, in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 72 set in 1989, and the record low 1 in 1993. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m., 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Breezy, a couple of flurries or snow showers tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy today with a few passing flurries and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight, lows in the middle 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with flurries and scattered snow showers around today. Highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a couple of flurries tonight, breezy, lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and quite cold, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 30s Saturday. Less wind, partly sunny Sunday in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Monday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.